So we have this series for the month of June every Wednesday from noon to one at Ampersand Coworking Space. We're calling it Bites with Bugsy, where we have an opportunity for anyone that's interested in learning more about web marketing type topics to come in and learn a little bit. Lunch is provided by the Smart Zone. We've got sandwiches, and we've covered topics. Last week was web best practices. This week on Wednesday, we've got generating web traffic, and then we've got social platform comparison and search engine optimization coming up yet.
Tell me a little bit about how this is something that fits into the Smart Zone's mission, what you're doing with Innovate Marquette.
Sure. So the Smart Zone was created to really help people that have tech-based or tech-enabled businesses in Marquette, help them grow their business and make it better. We found we host a variety of programs, from Business on Tap, we're thinking about doing a Tech on Tap, to this Bites with Bugsy series, to really just provide educational opportunities for people to learn more and have a better opportunity for promoting their business.
Bugsy Sailor is in the studio with us this morning. You'll be presenting tomorrow and as part of this series. You're a web developer in our community, but you have also, in my opinion, mastered being able to use these various platforms of internet marketing, digital media to do a few different things. And tell me a little bit about why you got involved with this to share this information.
Yeah, I've been a self-proclaimed web geek for probably a better part of 20 years now, and made a living of it for the last dozen or so. I love that the web can reach the world. It's a ton of fun, and I like the whole process of it, from development to managing a server and to the marketing side of things. Mm-hmm. The marketing is where it's really fun, you know, to like come up with an idea and really put it into the world, but I love working with local companies and businesses, and so much of our world is digital today that everybody needs a healthy, robust web presence. And I like to work with those folks to, you know, make sure all the boxes check off.
When you're working with businesses, are you working more with them? Do they seem to be more interested in using these platforms to tell their story to the world, or are they more on the technical end of it?
It's really across the board. I mean, it comes back to a lot of the goals for different businesses, whether they're doing e-commerce, a news platform online, and blogging. And mm-hmm. some people are trying to do it for just a hobby and wanting to or create a new business or startup. So it comes back to those goals. And then there are a ton of technical issues to come across. And if it's design and working with a design or marketing partners as well, there's a lot of different pieces in the fold.
As the presence of the internet and digital marketing gets stronger and bigger, and it does every year, every quarter, it seems like it gets stronger. Are you finding businesses are accepting it, understanding it, or are they still sort of in maybe this sort of wasteland of uncertainty?
It's a little of both. I think people are more and more understanding that the value of it, and that they need to pour some money into their web presence mm-hmm. and make sure it's a healthy investment. That's, you know, it's how businesses are found these days, and
right,
you want to make
right.
sure that you're listed online and found on the maps platforms and on Facebook and whatever else.
And I know that's part of what you're going to be talking about through this entire series. Rachel, again, what's happening for folks to take part in tomorrow?
So tomorrow is generating web traffic. And if you do want to attend, I please encourage you to register on Eventbrite because seats are limited.
Okay. So look